Commissioner. Thank you so much. And again, thank you to the whole commission for joining us. And I see that you all, well, you're before Congress. Why not take the opportunity to be broad on all the things that are challenging in your day-to-day function? So we appreciate that. But we really do want to focus in on this issue of disgorgement and to make sure that we really are addressing this appropriately. So I just want to ask all the commissioners, all of you support the FTC's use of disgorgement?
Yes.
Senator, as I indicated in my opening statement, I think that there are disgorgement creates kind of a problematic model for us. I think restitution is where we ought to focus for consumer protection.
So you don't like the word, but you believe that consumers should be compensated for some of the harm?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I think when a company violates the law and steals from people or profits from it, the least we should do is make them forfeit that.
Commissioner Wilson.
Yes, I support monetary redress for consumers.
Great. So the reason I'm saying this is because one thing I want to point out is that if the Supreme Court makes a decision and we need to do something to further clarify the law, I don't want to spend a lot of time. Now, having seen these COVID cases in my state, I don't want to leave a lot of time to go on. I don't want to free reign atmosphere. So, Chair Slaughter, how do you think we best address that? Would you say you and the commissioners are pretty much in sync about the solutions there?
Well, thank you for the question, Madam Chair. Listen, we have a commission full of smart, engaged people who have different views on a number of topics, but also a fair amount of common ground. And I think we can offer you our individual views and we can defer to Congress in terms of making the determination. But where I think we all agree, and I will certainly capitalize on what you said, is the need to act quickly. Even while the Supreme Court case is pending, the uncertainty around 13B is affecting our work and affecting our cases. It's making it harder for us to get that redress to consumers. It's outright barred in some circuits, and other defendants are just saying, let's wait and see. We don't want to negotiate. We don't want to get into these conversations. It's making it harder for us to stop illegal conduct, and it's making it harder for us to make your constituents whole when they have been harmed. So I would certainly urge you to act quickly and act comprehensively to make sure that we are providing relief to consumers and, as my colleagues have indicated, deterring illegal behavior, because what we really want is for consumers not to get hurt in the first place.
Exactly. Thank you. That's so well said. I've had my own experience with another agency, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, on the Enron cases, and literally people were not implementing rules against market manipulation. So we gave them a new authority, and they used it, and guess what? They better policed the markets. And so I think these are important tools. So I appreciate the letter from the chamber, but I hope they aren't insinuating the first time COVID authority shouldn't have been passed. I'm assuming, Commissioner Phillips, you support the first time authority. I don't want to take up too much time, but you support that first time authority on COVID penalties that we gave the commission.
I do. I thank you for it. I recently voted for the case where we used it.
So my point is, this kind of strong tool can be a big deterrent in a marketplace where there are so many legitimate actors, and yet there are some bad actors that plague the whole sector. And so I want to get everybody on the data security rulemaking, if I could. Does everybody support a data security rulemaking by the FTC? Commissioner Slaughter?
I do. I think it's something we need to explore.
I would prefer if Congress would pass a data security statute, but I would support, subject to the meets and bounds of the rule, rulemaking.
Yes, I think we need to codify rules that give clear sense of what's expected and trigger real consequences for violations.
Thank you. Commissioner Wilson?
Yes, I would absolutely support Acting Chair Slaughter moving forward with a Magnuson-Moss rulemaking on consumer privacy, and agree with Commissioner Phillips that having Congress move forward with federal privacy legislation would certainly be the optimal solution.
Yeah,
I
was asking about data security. Listen, Senator Wicker and I are doing our best to solve a lot of very thorny problems of the information age. I guarantee you it's bigger than both of us. It's going to take a lot of effort to get the context. I actually don't think the policies are that hard. It's just the context, right? The context, just as we did moving quickly on COVID because everybody came to an agreement. Oh, this is absurd to allow people to go around and market this in the middle of a pandemic, right? So we all came together. That was pretty easy. In the privacy case, the information age is playing out, but no doubt. But Commissioner, I was asking actually about data security as opposed to the larger privacy context. Are you for a rulemaking by the FTC with or without Congress's help for data security?
Yes, I would support that.
Thank you. Senator Wicker.